Hi, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. First of all, let me just first say thank you. Thank you. If you're listening to me for the first time, hold on, I'll come to you. But my usual listeners, you have listened to me before. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You have my heart. I woke up to see 3K listens on my podcast ratings today, and I was like blown out of my mind. Thank you very much for listening so far. Thank you for all of the listens that you have given me on all my episodes. This is season 2. Well, I feel like I should just start overwhelming. Maybe you should just send me your account number, because I just want to show out, I want to showcase my love to you. But then, whenever I say account number, people should know that I'm joking. No, let's not go and be whining season. But anyways, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and I want to welcome you to my podcast for today, for people that are listening to me for the very first time, right? It's called Shaking Tables with AA, and what we talk about is, we shake tables like the name implies. We talk about some controversial stuff. We talk about things that are affecting your life, and when I mean your life, I mean the life of a young person just like myself. And I try to bring people to have a debatable conversation around this level, right? And we try to learn as well. We try to be entertaining and totally have maximum cruise, like you always know. Anyways, what we have for you today is marriage proposals. Last week, if you listen, myself and Fumbi, we talked about, you know, having cakes and weddings and whatnot, and something came up in our conversation, and I was like, see, as a person, I'm not a fan of proposing in public, and some ladies might have controversial opinion to that, like the lady I brought to the episode today. Her name is Adeola. Adeola had so much opinions, and I think they need to be heard, right? So I didn't just bring Adeola, I also brought Opoeloa, and Opoeloa is a guy. Literally, I'm bringing the best of both worlds. I'm bringing an extrovert, which is Opoeloa, and an introvert, kind of, which is Adeola. I brought a male and a female. I brought people that they're totally expressive with how they feel, and I think you need to listen to this, and they might somewhat impact onto you what you want to hear or what you need to hear, right? Anyways, I think I've gassed those guys up enough. They don't have sense, sharp. I'm just kidding. But then I've gassed them enough. We're going to go to the collaborations that we've always been having for the past couple of weeks, Grace Countdown. Right after this segment, I'm dropping a segment called Vibe Segment. It's just basically a song that I play for you that you listen and you vibe. And the song for this week is called This Love by D-Tac. It's a love song, as you know, relating to the taste topic, right? And I think that's pretty much it. But before you go to the next segment, you know that little thing that you used to do now, that thing that you snake a screenshot as you're listening to me right now, then share on your social, share your WhatsApp status, your Instagram story, your Twitter timeline, share to friends, let your friends know that, no, this podcast is really, really amazing, and it will mean a whole lot to me. So I'm going to give you a second. 1, 2, that's what, like a second now. But just take a screenshot and share on your socials. I really, really, really appreciate it. And with that said, I want us to go to the vibe segment for this week's episode. Stay blessed, don't go nowhere. Your boy is still here. We have an amazing episode for you today. Bless.
Hi, my name is Kosoko Adeola. I'm 20 years old, student of Federal University of Agriculture, Okuta, and I'm studying veterinary medicine, my third year, and lockdown has been really, really boring and exhausting. Just coping, sure.
Okay, so before I go to, because today I have two amazing people, and this person, you already know this person, so I'm not going to allow him to do introduction. You just hear his voice. There he is now. This boy, I've come back again to come and disturb us. All right, but then you mentioned that you're a student, right? So since the beginning of the lockdown, because looking at that, it's been say 3 to 4 months. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been learning some things on YouTube. Like, I want to like dive into like makeup, like being a makeup artist. So I've been learning some things on YouTube.
So you did that thing on your wallpaper?
Yeah.
It's a fine girl. No worry.
Okay.
But then we're going to go to my next guest. Please don't tell us your name. Just tell us what you are. You a Yahoo boy or not? Don't waste my time. Which one is M?
Absolutely nobody. Student, and that's all.
Okay.
Send an introduction.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I will forgive you. For people that do not, you know, we are blue now than that time.
Oh.
And so we have new.
So many, you have pride now.
okay, let's be serious now. Oh yeah.
Ola Leopoldwa, graphic designer. Last time we were here, it was about tutoring you guys on how to use Canva.
Nobody's behind guys. It respects people.
Which imagine.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think you have played a lot. But then my name is Abiola Adoragbemi once again, and I want to welcome you to today's podcast. Today we're gonna be talking about proposals and whatnot, right? The thing is plenty, because we have a whole lot of things lined up for you today. And I feel my guests are kind of shy. Okpa is not shy. Okpa has been with us since forever. It's just Adeola that is kind of shy. But don't worry, when I start to enter at, no pun intended, when I start to enter at this very well, you see them pervert. When I start to enter at this very well, she's going to be very, very, very open, right? Today we're talking about your take on whether or not you'd like to propose to your partner in public or private. Now,
or not propose at all.
Because like this life don't hard. People feel no marry again. You should just do sugar daddy and sugar mommy and baby daddy and baby mommy
lives.
And live our lives.
Or
but the thing is that there's a natural order to things right from the dawn of time.
True,
and all of you that want to be doing baby my just outliers. Yes, I save my full chest. If like come and meet me, that's a business. But anyways, the thing is that I like these people to air out their opinion on what they think, and if they are going to be getting married, whether or not they would prefer a public proposal or a private proposal. Because see, there's no such thing as right or wrong, no such thing as this is good or this is not good. We just want to have a debate on this particular topic, because it's very, very much controversial all over the internet, that people will propose in public, people will say no, people will propose in public, people will love it, people will propose in public, and as a person, I definitely get disgusted by that. So, okay, I'm not going to say ladies first again, because I'm just trying to objectify her now. So, Okwe, what do you think? As a person, would you prefer a private proposal or a public proposal?
I would not want a public proposal. Reason being, guy, you go ahead, go on.
Is it that you are shy or you are scared
I'm not
getting
shy.
A no?
Not getting a no. I don't just buy the idea. Okay, I want to get married to this person. I want the world to know I want to get married to this person. Now it's just like saying I want to get my wife pregnant and have to tell everybody, hey, I'm about to have sex with my wife.
This is the style that we are using this night.
So it feels somehow to me. Why can't I just propose to her in private?
Then you can see the
get
range.
Married. I can send out as many flyers, as many posters, as many adverts, as many whatever to anybody that, oh, I'm getting married. I'm like, oh, you propose when? Wait, okay, just come. It's right. Go to your house. My life continues.
Okay, I'd like to stop you there. I think Adeola has a counter opinion to that.
Exactly. Like, why can't she propose to her in public? Like, you can propose to her like in front of her family members. Not like a family members.
Okay, so you're telling me that there's such a thing as private public.
Yeah.
So, you know, proposing in public is, I'm sure you must have seen this video that trended a couple of months back, that a dude knelt down in front of, at ICM, because I'm sitting in Lagos, and proposed to his babe, and I think the babe was even slapping himself or something.
I saw it.
Beating.
Yeah, that she's saying no and stuff. So that one is like public, right? But you are saying private public such that, say, just within family members.
Family members, they're just a few friends, like, that are close to you, like, really, really close to you. That's just it. Like, you can just propose, like, how I put it, for witness, so that girl will not run away.
So wait, chill. There's even a very long debate on that, because if you are choosing to spend the rest of your life with one person,
yeah,
and you're having such insecurity, whether or not the person would run, it's kind of like you're being unsure or uncertain.
No, like,
because you are telling me that from your point of view, that the person should propose in private public because you want the person to be accountable, right? You want
for whatever actions they take before you finally get married to them.
So that's like a freaking okay. We cannot just keep, you know, throwing some topics under some particular things where like this like no balance or God no go shame us or we go do alright. Oh, that okay, I understand that those topics like really covers like it's like a universal like Mado or Omo, that kind of thing. It's categorized everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at one point we need to start talking about, see, we're all young people and whether or not we get married is up to you. But see, by the natural order to things, there is marriage. Other than the fact that there's baby mama and stuff now,
mm-hmm.
you have to get married at one point, right? So we're just trying to air out our opinions. These are things that we're not there yet, so we don't exactly know how it works. But we're just like, you know, we have opinions to these things and I feel it needs to be heard, right? So back to Adeola that said that she would prefer... Talk him again in your words. I can understand you better.
I prefer a private public, like just in front of my mom and my sister and just like my friend, my very, very close friend, and just like, you know, just like after putting our yes, okay, we're actually like, okay, like getting married.
You guys
like,
are now forming a team.
A team.
A marriage team. You are not married yet, but you are like fetus marriage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
they are both fetus, you know, Sha.
Yeah.
They are both fetus. So that is why she said they should do the private public proposal. So the guy does not
abort. But the thing is that like I mentioned earlier, I just don't know because me as a person I have a very nonsense school of thought.
You're a shy person initially, so
okay.
You should not.
Okay, Siba, it's not just about being shy, right? It's not about being shy.
Mm-hmm.
Mio, I don't believe in public proposals for one of two reasons. One, when you are proposing in public, if the person is having some kind of doubt, and I have to tell you plainly, it is a surprise, no matter how much you guys have been dating, no matter how long you've been in a relationship, it is still going to be a surprise. And for every surprise, there's always like this instant action. You cannot exactly control how you react at first, right? So if you are doing it in public and it's a surprise, if the person has had, probably you and the person just had a minor fight the day before and you have not settled,
mm-hmm.
and you now go and propose the following day, and
or she has a grudge from 5 years ago
and you do not even know about it,
they don't forget.
Now that is one. Two, you go and propose in public and probably the girl is already even thinking of breaking up with you. But because of everybody is there, there's going to be this kind of, you know, a intimidation from people, from social people that, say yes now, when everybody is already bringing cameras, say yes now, it's so cute, it's so this, it's so that, I'm like...
And there's also the part where you can be the side guy, and she might have a main guy, and she might be afraid of social carrying it to him. And he gets to know that, so they propose to you, Abi.
So you can understand that there's plenty opinions to this. That's one of the reasons why I don't exactly go for a public proposal. Because, see, but this is just my own person. And I feel like every other person, like, you know, Adeola and Okoyemi has mentioned, Okolu has mentioned, whatever works for you, we understand, right? But now, I want us to talk about something, and I'm going to derive it from Adeola's part.
Yeah.
Adeola said that she would prefer a private public so that the guy can be accountable and stuff. Now, what if the lady says no? What if you propose in public and she says no? What do you think causes your fiancé to tell you no? Because for you to be in the will,
you're not
okay. Thank you very much. I'm really sorry about that. So what do you think causes you know, you're in a relationship and the relationship is getting very much serious, you know very serious, and no matter how you guys are serious, you have played that, I want to marry you, I want to wipe your ass, I want to do this, I want to do that, and you know, you have made a couple of jokes and stuff, mm-hmm. right? Then when it's now time to get engaged and you now propose and she says no, what do you think causes it?
I say maybe because she like maybe she's shy.
Shy?
Cold feet. We have people like that.
Shy to say no.
There are actually people that
people like that now.
They get cold feet to say 3 years. What?
Yeah, some people get cold feet. Some, let me just be like, they are not ready.
See, you understand that you are never ready for a lifelong decision, because you know what it means to wake up with, to see the same set of, same face every day.
And then be children.
See, we are different people here. The person might not be ready. Some have cold feet. Some people can have different reasons why, like, okay, I'm not ready. I don't want to get married. I don't want to settle yet. I don't, okay, I'm shy. She can just, like, maybe, like, just leave the scene and just say no. But I can secretly, she might actually, like, go back and say yes. So we can't say what's actually happening at the back of the scene or behind the scene.
Okay, it's just what the public, people that are proposing public, it's just what we are seeing when
just
she says
what
no.
We are seeing, exactly. We don't know what's going on. As in, behind the scene, we don't.
Another thing is that, say you propose in public and say the lady wants to say no, but because of the intimidation of probably the guy did a perfect surprise, brought saxophonist, made cake, did this, his friends are this, God bless you, and he probably flew your dad all the way from another place to come. And you know that, you know deep down within, you know that this, because in marriage is a very much serious thing, and I'm a very, very playful person, but I'm trying to keep my calm today because of this is people's lives, yes, right? So, marriage is a very much serious thing. And if you are to say yes on the spot when you are having doubts, would you advise? See, my point is that my basis of the cocoa that I want to say is that you don't like this guy again. You are thinking of breaking up. But the guy now brought Parana to come and propose to you. Would you as a lady rather choose to say yes then go and break it off in private, or you would say no and
let him undo the
humiliation of social media because you don't know how far social media goes?
Well,
I want you to talk, please be audible because this thing is very deep.
To be honest, not like for me as a person, I don't know what my reaction would be, but let me just put like this, since like it flew my father or someone over and all the
parara,
everything, I'll feel like intimidated to say yes and call it off like in private.
Ha.
No, seriously, like we need to face like reality. I don't want to eliminate the guy in front of everyone.
Okay, so you are what is the word?
Empathetic.
Enough to save him the shame. Then
What if he has a bounce back on you as a lady? Because say for example now you move on, you start posting another guy on social media. People will start, even as a guy that not even engagement now. Say you break up with your girlfriend, that everybody don't have to see our wife from the university. Then you now break up. Do you know how long you have to tell people that I'm not
together again?
That kind of thing. And you as a lady, and you have even say
married
in public, wouldn't it have a backlash on the lady
and the guy? Most importantly, the guy, because people feel maybe you want to get married to her now. Where she was happening?
Where Insta blogs have done carry on, because now that kind of thing they change.
Wow, see, this is actually like how I put it, like it's kind of confusing, and I don't know what my reaction is going to be at that point in time. But just to face reality, we don't like, I don't know how to put it. I would, for me as a person, I don't want you
make him feel bad.
Make him feel as everybody's there, all eyes on him, and my father from all the way
but
from, I don't know where my father
think
is.
Think about it. It's social media, and it flies as far as, you know, very long. You say, for example, now you break it off in private, and say you now say you move on with your life and get a new guy. What don't you think that to have some sort of, you know, insecurities in the guy when the guy wants to prove that and say, what if this girl even says yes, but in her head she means no? Like, if things are freaking vicious cycle, and you don't know, all of these things are based on what we think. We don't exactly know how it is because we have not been there. Have they proposed to you before?
No,
have you proposed to somebody's daughter?
I
proposed to somebody's daughter before.
Where's
that my ring? That's the way I did it in primary school. One plastic ring. She's my wife. but really, I like to believe that. Which brings me to the purpose of this podcast, right? Everybody is different. Everybody is a unique set of human beings. And, you know, we all have several backgrounds, which in turn has shaped our thinking to in some kind of way. And I think that if you're with someone that you are dating, you would know whether this person is a fan of, say, drama,
yeah,
or this person is a fan of Loki, and you would want to propose accordingly.
Exactly. Know your partner.
Right. And see, the thing is that no matter how much you love somebody or you like somebody and you think the person loves you back, you don't know what the person can even go and say, whether or not the person will say no. Me as a person, no, if I want to propose, I already have it in my head. Okay, this is what will happen. You come to my house, I'll have set room for you. Yeah, I'm telling you, would have do all those rose petals and stuff. Like,
so you plan on rose petals?
Uh-uh.
Guy, it's a be over video game. I don't be gaming. Probably she's doing something, applying, taking selfie.
My wife, like, say, if you are yelling,
yes, the ring. Say you want, I be doing one.
Say you go do, I be no go do. I know do now. I'll Google Papa.
Go to your daddy house.
His wife forced me.
I'm serious. Okay. See, okay, let me, if you're dear future wife, if you're listening to this, please know that I like a girl that knows how to play video game. You cannot just be, I don't like football, so you don't exactly need to like football, right? So you don't, so you know, better go, you're not even marrying, it's you and your husband that will know what's up.
She, you already know your future like that.
Let's not talk about it like that. but back to the topic, right? Understand your partner, know what works for them, right? Yeah. Like Okpe mentioned, if it's video games that is your muse as a lady, because I know of girls that actually are very big on video games, yeah, and you're just gaming with your guy and it's like, okay, guy, how far? I don't know, maybe you could develop a game level, because we see that a lot in game shakers. I see a lot of
exactly.
Like a game,
finish the level and just see, will you marry me? See, like,
or better, yeah, you just see that the TV have off on it again. Yeah. You have connected it to another laptop or HDMI. But it really, really does make sense. So understand whatever works for your partner, and you know, try to work with it. And PS, which means postscript, for some of you that don't know, that's the sit up and down. It means postscript. PS. These are things that we think you should do. We don't know how exactly it works. I don't know. You must have heard me say it so many times. Because I want to hammer this thing. Because, see, words shape people's realities. And whether or not, you know, you consciously take it or not, as long as you have listened this far, in a way, what we have said has influenced you. In a way. So, please and please, this is just what we think. Adeola says that, as a person, she would prefer a proposals to be private, public, not necessarily because of she's, you know, uncertain or what's the word I use there, insecure. She just wants some level of accountability as a guy. And if you're going to marriage, you have to be accountable for this person. So please understand your partner and do what it is accordingly. Adeola, I don't think you've said much, so I wanted to do our closing prayer for us.
Our
father who has never, we are talking, I'll just, you know, introduce who Adeola is, you tell us your social media platform, you know, how to reach you, what you do, probably people can patronize you, and
I started a business of my own.
Okay, but
soon
get ready for maybe it's that we will make up my wife, say,
yeah,
Alisa. But then, do you have an Instagram or
yes,
okay,
Lade_K.
Okay, finish.
Yeah.
Lade spelled Lade_K. K. All right. Lade K. Go. KK. So, yeah.
Okay.
Where's it be your own?
I don't remember.
Talk on me again.
Do you remember your
matric number?
Why don't you remember now?
All of us are sisters in Sha. So, Okpe_wa, Abi?
W-A.
W-A-A.
Jesus, guy. Okpe_wa.
Okay, that's for Twitter, Abi.
Instagram.
Oh yeah, Twitter and court. No verse.
Okpe_wa.
You see, that was messing in my head. But then, thank you very much for listening this far. If you did listen to all of our yarns, if you think what all you have said so far is nonsense, please let me know in the comment section. If you're listening via Apple Podcast, if you're listening,
basically all we are saying is everything on social media, pack it, dump it, including this podcast.
Exactly. Pack it. Throw inside those be like this. Then do whatever fits you, fits your partner, and you know, be fine basically. So my social media is still the same at underscore I am official AA. That is underscore IAMOFFICIALAA. And if you're listening via whatsoever platform, try as much as possible to do the needful. Send a voice note, a voice message if you're listening via Anchor. Subscribe via, you know, Apple Podcast and stuff. And let's just do the necessary things. Stay blessed. God bless you. And the countdown was brought to you by Gray, right? Check out our countdown on AudioMac. God bless you, and do enjoy the rest of the week.
Don't forget to check out previous episodes of this podcast. Drop a rating or a review to let others know how amazing this podcast is. Also, kindly subscribe to whichever podcasting platform you're listening from.